Well, Keaton, nice to get a half century on the board in the first game of the season, but Durham have got a big task ahead of them to try and save this match now.
Yeah, definitely. We've got quite a lot of work to do to get ourselves back into a really kind of winning position. Look, runs on the board and a third and fourth day wicket are vital, so hopefully myself and Rhino and whoever comes in after that can put in a really good knock and pull us up to a target that we can hopefully defend.
We know there's twists and turns in games of cricket. I don't suppose anybody was particularly expecting that Luke Fletcher, for instance, and James Pattinson might put on, you know, best part of 100 runs today for the Nottinghamshire eighth wicket, but that's been really the big difference between the two teams so far.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, he played absolutely sensationally. He played straight, waited for any bad balls, and just kind of really made us toil. At one stage, I was kind of saying to one of the guys, like, are we actually going to get him out? Kind of really well done to him. He played really, really well today. Hopefully one of our boys can do that to them tomorrow.
There was mixed emotions in our press box because Luke had told our BBC Nottingham colleague Dave Bracegirdle over breakfast this morning that if he got to his 100, he would strip off and run around the pitch. So when he got into the 90s, we were all wondering what we were going to witness. But then the calamitous run out that ensued where he slipped over, dropped his bat, and I think the ball went to you, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. Look, it bobbled to me at gully. Look, I think if I'd known that, I might have kind of kicked it further on. Like I've said, he played absolutely beautifully. He played straight and just really patient to the areas that he wanted to score in, and really well done to him.
Now, Nottinghamshire finished with a 143-run lead. The thing that Durham needed to do was get off to a really good start. You know, your friend Steve Cook's come over here, struggled for runs in the first innings, and he's gone for a duck today. Do you think it's just a case of trying to adjust to the conditions in April in England?
Look, yes and no. The Riverside's not the easiest place in the world to come in and play. Especially as an opening batter. He got a good nut today against a test bowler. He's involved with the England side and within the test squad, so he's a really good player. And Cookie hasn't got, 11,000-12,000 first-class runs for nothing, and 300s in 7 or 8 tests. So, look, he's a serious player, and he will be working, no doubt, to get himself some runs. We wanted a good start, but it didn't happen, and that's life. There's kind of 10 other guys within the lineup to back that one guy up.
You and Paul Collingwood put on a good partnership together. Paul on around about 40, big shout for LBW from James Pattinson, who seemed absolutely incensed when it wasn't given, and then he got him the following over, a stunning catch from Ricky Vessels to get him out on 40. What was said then? Because it seems that a few words were exchanged out in the middle.
Obviously,
bearing in mind this is a family show.
Yeah, exactly. Look, obviously Pato thought it was out and it was a judge not out, so the game's got to move forward, and obviously in the heat of the moment everybody's got their opinion and their kind of temperament, it's one of those things, and that's what makes cricket so great, with everybody kind of bouncing around at different sort of levels.
You have 62. You're going to need some partnerships on the board, aren't you, if you're going to give yourselves anything to bowl at? Just a slender lead of 19, and you've got 5 wickets down already in the second innings.
Yeah, 100%. Look, like I say, we need to try and kind of build, whether it's myself and Rhino or Stewie and Rhino tomorrow morning, whoever it is. We need to make sure we kind of dig in and really make them kind of graph for our wickets tomorrow, and try and put a score on the board that we feel and that we can defend.